devil. You would have found my letter. You would have wept with fury. You would have insulted the memory of my mother, calling her rotten bitch and mother of dogs. You would have drunk alone, solitary, your twilight tea, looking at my old shoes, forever empty. And you won't be able to recall my illnesses, my night terrors, my meals, without cursing loudly, as if I were still there, complaining of the tropics, of the Coringis coolis, of the venomous fevers that did me so much harm, and of the frightful English whom I hate to this day. You devil. Indeed, what a vast night, what a solitary earth. Once more I arrive at those lonely bedrooms, to lunch on cold food in those restaurants, and once more throw my pants and my shirts on the floor. In my room there are no hangers, no pictures of anyone on the walls. How much of the shadow in my soul would I give to have you back? And how threatening seem the names of the months, and the word winter, what a mournful drum sound it has. Buried next to the coconut tree, you will later find the knife that I hid there for fear that you would kill me. And now, suddenly, how I would love to smell its kitchen steel, accustomed to the weight of your hand and the splendor of your foot. I kiss the moist earth between the deaf roots of human tongues. That poor thing would only know your name, and the dense earth doesn't understand your name. Made of impenetrable and divine substances. Just as it afflicts me to think of the clear day of your legs resting like still and solid solar waters, and the swallow that sleeping and flying lives in your eyes, and the furious hound that shelters in your heart, so too I see the deaths which are between us from now on. And in the air I breathe ashes and destruction, the long solitary space that surrounds me forever.